most 25-year-olds rise and shine with a cup of coffee, maybe SportsCenter or the morning paper. Isaac Madrid bundles up, grabs a backpack full of medicine, and reports to his doctors at 8:30 sharp.
Okay. Still tender?
Yeah.
Or did I surprise you?
Because I'm a little bit of both, actually.
I'm not pressing hard.
On November 11th, Isaac got a bone marrow transplant. Every day since, he's been back to the hospital for labs and checkups.
Ever since the transplant, they monitor me constantly, make sure my blood levels are good. You know, they're high enough for me to battle some infections, you know, that I may get.
Isaac has a rare disorder called erythropoietic protoporphyria, EPP for short. In Isaac's case, it's severe, and chemicals in his bone marrow build up and damage his liver. He's been sick for a year and a half and lost close to 70 pounds. One of his doctors is Estelle Vance with Texas Oncology.
So the first step was the liver transplant with Dr. Testa, and that went fantastically well. And then the second part is replacing the abnormal bone marrow with a healthy bone marrow from his sister.
Doctors already tried a bone marrow transplant once, but the graft didn't take. This time around, they're optimistic.
The last transplant we did, we couldn't have possibly done outpatient. And this time, he's doing better. It's probably a lot harder coming to and from the clinic. It's easier, I think, to be in the hospital. Still, it's going very well, I think.
Dr. Vance will know more about the success of the graft in the next week or so. Isaac says the transplant, blood work, and constant checkups are physically draining. And emotionally, he's all over the map.
I guess you could say happy that's going in the right direction. But I guess you could say also a little frustrated that I'm not at the end of the process. But, it just takes time.
Aside from the obvious pain he's in, Isaac battles chronic worry. He's too sick to work, which puts his family in a tight spot financially. His disability benefits, plus income from his wife's full-time job, don't cover all their expenses, so they're constantly juggling bills and payments. They've even started an online fundraising drive. Worse still, Isaac is missing precious time with his only child, an 18-month-old boy named after his dad.
You know, I still can't pick him up that much or can't really play with him.
Isaac has a huge family that loves to celebrate the holidays, but this year, he spent Thanksgiving in bed. He'd love Christmas to turn out differently.
With seven sisters, I also have 18 nieces and nephews, you know, so it gets pretty loud, it gets noisy, everybody plays. We all go outside, some of us play, football, baseball, and, I probably won't get to do none of those things. So, and I usually, for the most part, just last about 2-3 hours before I'm like drained out and I have to go home and rest.
Which isn't the way a young husband and father wants to move through life. But if this bone marrow transplant takes, Isaac's doctors paint a much brighter picture.
Our hope would be within just a few months of transplant that he would be back to normal. I think he'd still be fatigued and still probably be some weight issues, but hopefully back at work and, spending time with his family and not with us.
And that's a doctor's order Isaac says he'd gladly follow. Courtney Collins for KERA News.